now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram.
But yo, what's going on? It's the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. It's another episode. And guess who's back?
Hey!
Asia, what's going on?
What's up? What's up?
Same old, same old. What you got going on?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know,
big gulps.
Shoot some booting.
What you on that, Tito's?
Hey, you got me here with this stuff.
You just coming from a birthday dinner?
Birthday dinner, my homeboy's birthday, so.
You just had a birthday, too.
Sure did. September 30th, Libra's in the house. Okay.
Libra's. My pops is a Libra. He just had
a
birthday.
I know. Libra gang. Hey.
Yeah, y'all some cool people.
Cool. Laid back.
Very.
Loving. Honest.
Mm-hmm.
Loyal.
Honest and
reliable.
Loyal, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else going smooth? You ruffled a lot of feathers last time you came.
I know you told me.
Yeah. You got to stay closer to the mic if you can.
Okay, my bad.
There we go. We can hear you now. I've reposted one of the things the dude said. He said he's not waiting 3 to 4 months. What was it, 2 to 3 months? 3 to 4 months, you said?
I said 3 to 4.
And a lot of guys were not feeling that.
Oh, they're beta males. Because if you have a real agenda,
mm-hmm.
and you also have a job that you work, you're mm-hmm. going to be busy. So 4 months, 3 to 4 months flies by. If you have an agenda for the female, you're not going to mind putting that time and energy in to get mm-hmm. to know her. And like I said, if you have a job, you're at work too, so you have your own thing going on. So 3-4 months fly by if you have a plan or agenda. If you don't have no plan or agenda, you're just out kicking it.
Just trying to have a good time.
You're just having a good time. You know, you ready for her to, come on, let's get this action rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent $20. What's up?
$20? God damn. That ain't no bread.
I know it ain't, but I'm saying that's the type, whoever complaining, that's the type of dude he is. He done spent $30, $40. He like, where the ass at? What you gonna do?
No, I think a lot of guys who were reacting to that, like, it comes to them so easy, so they're sitting there looking like, why would I wait 4 months, you know?
Yeah, like I said, but you have to have an agenda, you know.
What do you mean by agenda? Like, if you're somebody you're interested in?
Yeah, somebody you're interested in, like, you have to be open and ready. Not saying that, you know, most guys ain't walking around. You have, I think we get older men who want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They're more intentional, like, you know, I really want a woman in my life.
Yeah.
So they're more open to that. So they have a set agenda. So most right. guys ain't walking around like, you know, I really would like to have a relationship right now.
Yeah.
So you're not looking for it,
yeah.
but you're aware of your emotions, your feelings, love,
mm-hmm.
things like that, friendship.
Right.
So, you know, when you meet a female, of course, men are visual.
Mm-hmm.
They're physical. So the first thing he is attracted to when he sees a female is her physical appearance.
Right.
But, you know, you just have to have an agenda, like, for yourself. What you looking for.
I put up a poll the other day on Instagram, and I said, I was strictly asking the dudes. I said, fellas, fellas, that was a key word. If you propose to a woman and she says no, where does the relationship go from there? Women still answered the question.
I saw.
The fuck are y'all doing? Can y'all please let us have something? Like, why y'all always got to jump into some shit?
You know women are picking that. They're like, nah,
all
man.
All the time. And they jumping in my DM the same way. Like, yo, I don't care that you said fellas. I know you said fellas, but I'm still answering the question. And and of course, all of them said no. And I'm like, why? Like, and they explained it. Some of the girls, well, most of the girls were saying, what if she's not ready? Like, why is it always up to the man to choose when it's okay for y'all to get married? Like, when do they get a say so? And I'm trying to tell them, like, usually women are ready to get married before the man.
Yeah, true, but here's where I think that goes.
Hold on, all right, so before we even get into that,
okay,
what was your answer be? Would the relationship continue or is the relationship over? If I propose, if somebody proposes to you and you say no.
Okay, it's a two-part answer.
Okay,
let's hear it. So,
mm-hmm.
from a female perspective,
right.
if a female says no, it's one of two reasons. One, she not ready. She really don't see a future with you like that. She just like, I thought we would just,
yeah.
you know, I like you, but not as a husband. Or if she says no, if she wants a future with you, she'll
mm-hmm.
say no, but she'll tell you why. And she'll give you a chance to correct why she's saying no. You know?
Yeah.
But I feel like if a man asks you to marry him, like, he's serious, he's planned it, he's gotten on the one knee.
Or he's not, going to jail.
Right. No, let me stop. Not pillow talk, marry right. me, you know what I mean? But he's seriously planned this
he's
out.
He's on one knee.
He on one knee. Yeah. He thought about it, sweating, got the ring. Yeah. If you tell him no, I don't see him standing around. But I feel like if it's a pillow talk, will you marry me? Like, babe.
I don't think I'd ever propose to nobody else again. If I got down on my knee and if my shorty would have been like, no, it's a wrap. Bachelor life for the rest of my life.
Oh, dang, no. You don't give no more like that. Well, you know, guys don't care for rejection.
Nah. And then hold on.
No, but what I'm saying is, right. when a man really has taken that much thought exactly. into it,
yeah.
and you, if you reject him,
yeah. That will hurt. That could break him.
That he's like, okay, wait a minute now. Women have me confused. I thought she was together, and I did this, and she done embarrassed me. So I'm pretty sure he would have like a shell over him that's not coming off.
Right.
But like I said, if it's like a pillow talk, y'all laying in the bed, and y'all talking about marriage, and he's like, you know, I want us to be married. I want to marry you. If I asked you to marry me, would you say yes? And she said no, I would say no. He probably like, well, why would you say no? Yeah. Then she give him a list of why.
Right.
He's going to either correct those mm-hmm. reasons, and then when he actually does propose, he'll have those things corrected. But if he's like planned it out, I got the violin playing, my mom ended up taking pictures.
You get down on that knee and she says, but at that moment, would you say yes and then break it down to him later, or would you say no on the spot?
So,
say yes to me and then break my heart later.
Yeah, my personality, I probably would say yes.
Yeah,
because I don't want to embarrass you.
Right.
Then I probably would have to just really get the courage to tell you like a week later, like, no, I don't really think I can do that right now.
Can you imagine a nigga playing the violin and you say no, he's still playing the violin? I'm like, nigga, stop playing the violin. I'm about to lose my fucking mind in here. Choke everybody out.
Right. You're like, look at that tear wheeling up in the corner of your eye.
Quick, fast. I'm like, are you kidding me? No. I'll drown everybody in this pond. Because you know you're going to have a romantic scene. You're going to do it right there by the lake.
Right. Flowers, doves.
God, to say no, that's heartbreaking. Like, I be seeing them on YouTube when they be saying no, but I be thinking it's set up because
right.
you got to be cold-hearted motherfucker unless you know he's doing it on. Because sometimes dudes do just say, like, the only way I can understand if a girl would say no on the spot is, like, if there's, like, a foul reason why he's asking you to marry him. Like, if he's going to jail and he don't want you to leave him. If he needs his papers, if he's going to get deported, that type of shit. And all of a sudden now you want to marry. And she says, no, I can understand that.
When somebody asking you to marry them, mm-hmm. it's stressful. Even if you want to say no. Because a part of you likes the person.
Right.
In a certain, maybe, you know, like them. You might care about them. And you might even love them. It's three levels to it, you know. So a person asking you to marry them. Okay, like, I had somebody ask me to marry them.
Uh-huh.
Like, legit. Serious, asked me to marry them. It was so stressful because I did not want to marry the person.
Did y'all have the conversations before and you told him no?
Well, what happened was, I don't believe, like, if we backpedal a little bit
uh-huh.
to our last conversation.
Right.
I don't believe in shacking up.
Oh, yeah, you said that on the relationship episode, yeah.
Right, I don't believe in shacking up. Living with a man before marriage.
Right.
So he was wanting me to live with him, like, come live with him. This is like after my mom passed away.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't live with men before. I'm not doing that, you know.
Right.
I'm not doing that. And plus during that time, I had a lot of emotional stuff going on because my mom mm-hmm. passed away. But he was just very, very persistent, very persistent. I'm cloudy in my thinking. Because I told him I would not do it because he's not my husband.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't go get some ring and come back. It's like, well, let's get married.
Wow. Yeah.
So now you put you put a standard there.
Yeah.
And then this person comes and meet the standard that you put. So now it's like,
because that's what I was thinking when you were saying
now?
Yeah. Because sometimes people just might say something just because to get to, you know, wiggle out the tight situation they're in right then. And then somebody might really go and do what you said.
Right.
Because like when you were saying, if y'all were having that pillow talk and somebody tells them like, yeah, I won't marry you until you do this, 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 and that. And then they fuck around, do this, this, and that, and then proposing, like, and you still say no? Yeah, you going in that lake. Violence, everybody going in the lake.
Right.
That's crazy. All right, so let's say I holler at a chick, right?
Mm.
And she's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, nah, I'm cool on you. You know what I mean? Like, just respectfully, like, I'm cool. And then she got a homegirl, and I holler at her, Is that okay, or is that, what do you think about that? Because, you know, there's always got that homegirl, he tried to holler at me. Like, so what?
Right. Well,
niggas holler at everybody.
Right. Well, that's the thing. That's going to be the boomerang for you, because, like, niggas be hollering at everybody. I think if a guy does that, this depends. It's going to make him look thirsty. Like, he just keep throwing out his rod. Like, who going to bite? Who going to bite? Who going to bite? Who going to bite? So,
but that's, when we fish, that's what we do. We put it out there. And
but that's my, when you do it among friends, though.
So
it's going to make you look thirsty. And majority of the time, neither one of them are going to talk to you. Neither one of them. Because, like, it's like, you just.
I don't know.
I said a majority. I didn't say all. Yeah. If you were just in passing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Keisha? Oh, no, you don't know her name. You might know her name. I'm gonna take you out. I ain't want to talk to you, man. Get right. away from me.
Exactly.
Then you see her friend, Tamika. What's up, Tamika? I'm gonna take you out.
Nah, like, if it's back to back, you a foul salon nigga.
I ain't saying it's back to back, but they both friends. It's in a 6 month.
Now, what if Tamika? You said Tamika's the second girl, right? What if I talk to Tamika and she's like, "All right, what's up? Let's kick it. I think you a cool dude. What's up?" What would you say in that sense? Like, if you're the friend who turned me down and then I holler at Tamika?
I'd probably be like,
why?
But I said, I ain't say I would talk no junk.
But that's still, you're looking at him in the side eye. Why is that a side eye?
If my friend I'm attractive, I understand why you want to talk to me.
Okay.
My friend probably is attractive.
I wish I had the gunshots. Exactly. I let them off right now.
But my friend is pretty. I understand why you want to talk to her. But we didn't go on no dates. So we didn't talk on the phone or nothing. So, you know, it's not no love.
So it's cool.
Nothing. It's cool. But now.
What?
If we went on 3 days.
And nothing happened.
It just faded out.
Yeah.
Then you go talk to my girl. Y'all go on dates. And I probably done told her we didn't went on these dates. So I'll probably be looking at her side eye. But
what if they're compatible? Like, when you're going out with them, you're like, this nigga's more for Tamika than me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that's different. I'm saying I still probably would side eye a little bit, because it's just
who are you side eyeing, the girl or the boy?
My homegirl. That's just human nature to be like, But we didn't have sex or anything. Just 3 days.
Because y'all didn't last 4 months.
Right. Shut up. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he cool. Yeah.
He cool with that?
Yeah. He's cool. Yeah. It was cool. But now, if, like, y'all done went on several dates, I done been to your house.
Yeah.
We done kissed. Then I'd be looking at you and my homegirl sideways, because I have probably already told her about this.
Mm-hmm.
And because we faded out, it would be like.
I just hate them chicks who would be like, he tried to holler at me. Like.
Oh, that's gonna happen anyway.
But. Like, why do women say that stupid shit? That doesn't mean anything.
Girl, he tried to talk to me too, girl.
So what? And niggas holler at everything. Like, women, please stop saying that stupid shit.
He tried to holler at me, girl.
You still saying that? All right, so what if you and your friend like the same guy?
Oh, man. Well, it's like, who else?
Do y'all draw straws? Do y'all paper, rock, scissors? What do y'all do with that? Or y'all both date him?
Nah, we both don't date him for sure.
Why not?
Cause, like, what? No, we both not gonna date him. What is that? No.
Why not?
It just did not. That's
see,
like
there's
you,
no reason.
Yes, it is. It's just like you and your homeboy dating the same girl.
If it's just dating her,
y'all going out to eat? You talking about
whatever? Guys don't care. That's my thing. Like, guys don't care about that. Like, if I find out, let's just say Sci-Fi, right? He was dealing with a girl, and then I found out, yo, I'm beating that too. I'm like, it is what it is.
First of all, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
I know a situation that happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the dudes ended up marrying the girl. Mm-hmm. And every time they get in an argument, he throws that in her face.
That's true.
Because she had sex with both of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Because she dated one of them at one time.
Right.
And so anytime they get in an argument, like if it's a serious argument, he throws it in her face.
That's corny.
It's corny, but it happens.
Of course it happens. But if y'all move on from there, like if everything's put on the table and you choose to move forward, that's it, nigga. You can't bring that up. But I trust me, I know that.
Yeah, your homeboy done seen the cat, the face.
You should have thought about
face,
that before.
Felt it, everything. So when y'all go.
You done seen her sex faces.
Right. Y'all go to cookout, it's like, that's weird.
That's true. Nah, I feel you. I mean, I wouldn't be able to marry a chick that I know my homeboy is smashing. Like,
well, you have a lot of self discipline, it seems like. Because some guys might fall in love. And
how could you. Well, I ain't going to say how.
Yeah,
could
that's still human being, you know. Yeah. Y'all didn't work out. You know, they get together, they might have all the chemistry and passion, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a difference, you know, mark across town that you don't know, he hit it a long time ago versus your homeboy. Y'all at the cookout together. Like,
yeah, he coming through the cookout. And she's like, you want to play? And I'm like, bitch, don't you snake your own motherfucking plate. You done had your yams already. The fuck are you doing? Make it flip the you fuck up the whole cookout doing that.
Right, like get still, let's go. Right, you, let's go. Man.
Yeah, we out here. Yeah, you're right. That could go left. That's not a good idea.
Right.
How come women can't stay friends? Like me and my boys, we've been boys. We could go 4 or 5 years and not see each other, but when we see each other, it's back to like where we left off. But it seems like women always got a new set of friends.
Well, we're not saying that people don't evolve. Mm-hmm. We all evolve. Okay, mm-hmm. We all evolve.
Right.
But I think that because women are more in tune with their emotions, mm-hmm. not saying men aren't, but women are more in tune with their emotions. They're more in tune with like what they need mm-hmm. as far as relationships goes. And their taste for friendship or their need for friendship mm-hmm. within people or females changes. Plus, I think women, because women battle with their insecurities, I think on a more conscious level than men do.
Right.
Women bring out insecurity more
in other women.
So if me and you, okay, if you and your homegirls go out and, you know, Keisha just got it. She just got that it factor that men that just love.
Want, yeah, they're attracted
you
to.
Know, at first it doesn't bother you. You're just like, yeah, girl, all the guys like Keisha. Mm-hmm. After a while, they comment a little more.
Yeah.
You, it's something.
Because sometimes that might be the reason why you start hanging with the girl. Like, right. Yo, she got everywhere we go, niggas looking out for her. They letting us in, they getting us bottles. Then after a while, it's like, damn, why is she always getting chose?
Right. You start getting just. Because I'm going to tell you, I have a really good friend. Uh-huh. I call her my sister because we've been friends since 11th grade. Uh-huh. I'm a money magnet. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm a money magnet. I say I'm a money magnet. My homegirl really is a money magnet. It's like
she's, meaning you attract people with money?
No, just people, opportunities, okay. Things like that. Right. She's a money magnet. You know, she really is a money magnet. Mm-hmm. And this is my homegirl. I call her my sister, like I said. We were housemates. Mm-hmm. And I was really looking for a job, a better paying job. I had a job, but I was looking for a better paying job. And okay. It was like I was having interviews, but I just wasn't landing a job. My homegirl was getting job offers like bam, 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 yeah. Bam, bam. Each offer was more than the last offer money wise.
My homie Mo was like that. Right? He always used every 6 months. You remember Mo? He always had a new job all the time. Like he'll leave one, get a new job the next day.
Right, and each offer she had was more money at each one, and I felt this spirit of jealousy come over me. Like I have felt it. You know, I felt myself. Inner wise, and one day she came home and I started to talk to you about something. And she was like, "What's up?" I said, "I want to apologize to you." She was like, "Why?" I said, "Because I want my friends to always know they're safe in my presence." Mm-hmm. I said, "I feel myself getting jealous, right?" I was like, "I didn't like that. And I want to let you know that that's what you know that came over
that
me.
Was
I
in your heart.
Yeah, and I want to apologize to you, even though you didn't know it. I know it, and I don't want my friends to not be safe in my presence." Because that energy, you push that energy off, like, you know, this is stupid stuff in your head, you know? But yeah, but, yes, you know, certain friends can pull, it's really weird.
Because niggas don't care about shit. Like, we're not in competition with each other. We don't, you think otherwise?
Yes.
Really?
I think.
Maybe not our niggas. Like, I don't be jealous of niggas. Like, I guess maybe just me personally,
I'm not saying all the, but you know, you got whole ass dudes out here. I remember when remember when I was in Vegas one time at, a trade show. Mm-hmm. Met these dudes from a place. I'm not going to say the place because you go blow up. So I don't want maybe people hear it. But anyway, one of the dudes in the crew, me and him hung out in Vegas. Like, I didn't know them, but we just hung out. All of them were mad cool. Me and this certain dude hung out the next day, dinner, playing on the crap tables. The whole time he was talking so much junk about the head dude.
See, that's whack.
Right.
Well, yeah, you know what? On the reverse, I can't see that. People hating on
me. And I was like, that's your boy, though. I don't even know you. You talking mad junk about him. Like,
that's true, yeah.
You ain't getting no points from me for that. So people will be having it. Jealousy don't have a gender. You know, envy don't have a gender or age.
Yeah.
So especially if a person, you know, in me, I just think you have to be conscious of what you're feeling and where is that coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can be better able to deal where, you know, females. I'm more in tune with it as far as, I mean, allowing it to surface.
Mm-hmm.
I think guys push it down. You know what I mean? But it'd be there.
Yeah, actually, because y'all will actually bring up what's bothering y'all. We won't. We just either cut off ties or it is what it is, or just suppress it and continue with the relationship.
And are you gotta really listen to people talking?
Oh, I do.
Really listen.
While you were saying that, I just thought about something. When I remember back in the day, one of my homies was like, bitches only like you because you tall.
Hate.
And I didn't think, but I was telling my homegirl, she's like, nigga, that's hate.
I'm right.
Like, is it hate? And she's like, that's hate, nigga. Like, other than that, bitches don't fuck with you. I'm like, I guess you got a point. I was hate, but guys don't look at it like that. It just I laughed it off, joked or whatever, because he's a little shorter than me. So I ain't even think nothing of it.
Right. So but, you got to listen to what people saying. Like
them little jabs.
That's hate. You know what I mean? That's jealousy.
Little slick remarks here and there.
Yeah, that's projecting their insecurities onto you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to really listen for it.
You said you had a couple questions?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
All right.
Okay, so ladies, uh-oh, I'm about to put Mez on this spot, okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, we got Chazen. He might chime in. I don't know. Okay, so when we think about men in relationships, I feel, and I've been learning a lot of, I was telling my homegirl too.
Mm-hmm. I got to drink some more Henny on that. You sound like you about to get deep with it.
Now, I was telling my homegirl, you know, in these last few years, learning terminology and definitions of certain things, you're now able to identify certain things. Whereas before, you couldn't really put your finger on stuff because you didn't know how to really define it. Okay, these are terms that I've learned in the last year. So you have a placeholder. You have,
What's a placeholder?
A seat filler. Like, you're not really feeling, you like her, but, you know, you really have your dream girl in your heart. That's what you're really waiting for. But, you know, I fuck with you.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
You can be dating this person for a year.
Yeah.
But that ain't.
And kind of keep a distance at the same time.
If your dream girl show up, you're dropping her. So, but I feel like men get more comfortable than females. As far as, like, okay.
No, I totally disagree.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Okay, so you've been with Keisha. You know Keisha. You know, she know you. And, you know, everybody's not good with change. So now y'all together, like, 2-3 years now. Mm-hmm. 4 is the max. Y'all done got a baby now, so.
And this is a placeholder or just?
She really is a placeholder. You really have a dream girl in your heart. You just really ain't met her. You know what I mean? But now.
Damn, you done had a baby with this girl?
Dudes do it every day. You know that.
That's a fact.
So basically, men marry for love and then men marry for mine as well. So.
Like, I might as well marry her?
I might as well marry her. I don't feel like really going and meeting nobody else, getting to know nobody else. My dream girl, really, I ain't met her really, so I might as well. Marry
women?
Her.
Are you saying this is just specific for men or just.
Yeah, I'm asking you, like, where.
Okay.
When men marry.
Uh huh.
What really pushes them to marry?
I think you know from the jump, like, when you're dealing with a girl, you're like, I could see myself with a future with this girl. But I think a lot of times you just be procrastinating based on, like, I don't know. It's something that you can't even describe. Like, you definitely know the difference between a placeholder and somebody who you really want to be with. But sometimes it could be money. We also always think, like, we're going to miss something, like my opportunity to have my business, my opportunity to do this. But you're never going to be ready. You might as well just do it. Like, if you know this is the one, do it.
So you're not saying you don't think that, well, we know they do. We know there's a percentage of guys that do marry the placeholder. They don't really.
I'm too strategic. Like, there's no way I'm going to get a girl pregnant who is just a placeholder. Like, that's. Like, everything I do is pretty much calculated. Like, sometimes I overthink shit, which can also be a hindrance, but I there's no way I would get a placeholder pregnant. Like, so if I'm marrying you, it's because I've been new. Like, that's not something I just thought about. It's like, I already knew from the jump you were the one, which that's the situation I'm in now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have met, well, you know, people say whatever, but I really think it's so stupid when dudes throw their woman under the bus just to appease a new person or think they're going to get something from a new person.
Yeah.
Because I have heard, you know, guys, you know, basically talk junk about their wife or the woman that they're living with. They've, like, built a life together with her.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be with her, man. It's just.
That might be the placeholder then.
It's just, you know, I mean, you know, we were together so long and.
Yeah. That's but niggas, sometimes niggas do that as game. They could really love the woman. Like that could be their ride or die.
I hate when guys throw the girl, woman under the bus. You
but
know?
That's just some weak shit. Like if you want to fuck with a girl, all right. So I'm gonna ask you because most of my I already know the answer. But if a girl wants to fuck with a dude, whether he's married with a girlfriend, whatever, if she wants to fuck with him, she's gonna fuck with him, right?
Nothing depends on the female.
No, of course. But I'm saying like there's nothing that's gonna stop like. There's not an amount of game that a nigga can run on you that's going to be like, all right, I'm going to fuck him now. Or is there an amount of game that a nigga can run game on you to get you to fuck?
Game? What do you mean? Just tell me what I want to hear?
Basically, like oh, this I don't really want to be with her.
I'm not dealing with no man who got no woman.
Okay, so that's different.
Yeah, I'm not. You got a woman. I'm not dealing with no man who got a woman. And I'm not doing that. That's dumb. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's dumb. I remember I met this dude from D.C. He was from D.C. He was, you know, he lives in D.C. actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could have been a possibility he was single. It could have been a possibility he was a good dude, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't like to go up. I'm an optimistic thinker. So when I meet people, I don't assume the worst off the gate. But ladies, there are clear signs that you have to pay attention to when dealing with people that'll let you know if the person has someone or not. They're lying. Anyway, so for me, I'm a spiritual person. We talked about this last time. I'm a mm-hmm. spiritual person. But when people start just really talking about the Bible too much to me, that's just like a red flag to me. Like, why are you selling Jesus too hard to me? Like, you know, I know people, especially in the black community, you know, especially if a guy goes to church, he already knows that, you know, oh, girl, he go to church. Girl, he go to church. Yeah. He go to Calvary. He's a deacon. Man, get the hell out of here. I don't give a damn about that.
But that's that Southern game, though.
No, he from D.C. He was real with the Bible, but he didn't know he could because he don't know me. He didn't know me. He didn't know that was like a red flag for me. It's like, damn, this nigga really selling me on the Bible right now. Like, nigga, chill out, you know? But anyway, it was a couple red flags that went up, and my antennas went up. They're like, okay, he could be cool, but these are some red flags for me.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, long story short, we talked on the phone, but he texts more than talking. And I was like, yo, why you keep, you know, texting is cool, but you really text a lot.
No, you
want
to talk to somebody, yeah.
You text a lot. You know, mm-hmm. that sounds like you got a woman living with you. Yeah, you got a woman living with you.
Exactly. Somebody. Or a boyfriend. You got to watch these niggas nowadays.
Right, right. Especially in D.C. area. You got somebody live at the house Then he was like, he's a party promoter in D.C. Okay. Kind of well known. And he was like, yeah, I'm having this party at Howard Theater. I want you to come. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know. I got a lot going on right now. I will have to see.
Mm-hmm.
He was really persistent about it. I want you to come. I already want you to be here. I said, well, I'm going to look up a flight. You can get the flight for me.
Right.
Get the flight.
Yeah. You want to see me? Fly me in, nigga?
Yeah. He was like, all right, look it up. Send me the information. I did it. Screenshot him the information. He didn't say no more about it after I did that. Red flag. Because if you got the money and you're going to do it, you to cash out me the money. Here, you got the money, go to your ticket. But he didn't send him with that after I sent him the information. Red flag. So then he came back like a couple of days later. He was like, oh, man, you know, I got to get my son. Mm. And, you know.
There's always a son.
You still can come. You still can come, but I don't know if we're going to barely be able to hang out like that or whatever. So I didn't respond to his text.
Yeah, because that's like flag number three.
Right. I didn't respond to his text. And then he was texting me, you mad at me? What's wrong? I didn't respond. So I waited a day, and I responded to him the next day. I said, well, first of all, you acting real married-ish, mm-hmm. live with a woman-ish. I said, mm-hmm. red flag one, you were Jesus-bombing me.
Yeah.
Second one, you text more than you talk on the phone. And now you invite me to come to D.C., and now you all of a sudden don't have time. You won't have time to see me if I were to come. I said, so at minimum, you were inconsiderate because you invited me somewhere when you knew you had all these other obligations. But my mind is telling me you actually have a woman. So he waited like an hour to respond.
Of course. You got to get it together.
Get it together. He was like, well, actually, I do have a situation.
Niggas always have a situation.
He was like, my son's mother live in my basement.
Oh, my goodness, man. My son's mother.
She live in my basement. She having a hard time right now. And I'm allowing her to get herself together so she can find her own place.
He's a generous dude.
I said, dude, you lying. You and your woman live together. Y'all got a son. You probably married. So,
what if that was the situation? Let's just say they're not together. And
first of all,
would you go over there and chill upstairs and not go to the basement?
No, hell no. What the hell? First of all, you said that she's an engineer. He told me he had a son when we first was talking or whatever. He told me he had a son. He told me she was an engineer. They was an engineer. She got money. All right?
Yeah.
She got family there. You a party promoter and a software developer. So if push came to shove, you get her an apartment. So either way it go, either you a bum ass dude, got her living in the basement, or you cheap, or whatever the case may be. Nigga, go ahead with them lies.
They together.
Right. Y'all together, nigga. Y'all probably married.
Well, what are the other things you were saying? What is that? Placeholder? What did you call it?
Placeholder. You have your dream girl, you have your placeholder, and there's another one. It's a third terminology for females, where the male really does not, you're not his dream girl.
Uh-huh.
So if a man, if you are a man's dream girl, he's going to cherish you. And with cherishing you, he is in tune with your happiness. He wants to make you happy. He wants to be that man for you. But if he respects you, he's kind to you, he's nice to you, but he's not really engaged with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference between when a man respects you and when he cherishes you. When he cherishes you, he going to war for you. When he respects you, I see what I can do.
Yeah.
So you gotta really know, you know, what role you in a man's life, in my opinion. And if you call your man or you text your man and his response to you isn't immediate, or if he's not supportive of you, he's not really engaged with you, if you tell him something about the relationship bothers you and he dismisses it, doesn't try to change, doesn't try to see how y'all can make it better, you're not his dream girl. More than likely, he ain't going to be with you as far as a marriage goes.
Yeah.
As soon as his dream girl comes, he out.
Would you ever be with somebody and there's no marriage involved? Like, just...
No.
No?
No. Because for me, I'm big on marriage because when you look at marriage on a... I've really learned a lot in these past 2 years about myself and about relationships. You know, why relationships as far as marriage and partnership between a male and a woman is so powerful, either powerful in a negative way, powerful in a positive way. Power of agreement is really powerful, power of agreement. So if you're not equally yoked with the person you're with, you have no power in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So where power is, there's vision. So your man has a vision for his family. He has you in his vision to produce his legacy, which is his children. He has a vision for his family, and you are included in that vision.
Yeah.
Where if you're not included in his vision, then...
Then you in the basement.
You in the basement. You know what I'm saying? You in the basement.
Yeah.
So...
he's sending sneaky texts.
When you in a marriage with a person that's a prayer partner, that's a person who's going to come into agreement with you on, you know, your vision for your life, vision for your family. So if you're not in a situation where... I mean, don't get me wrong. People can have... I don't know. It's something about marriage that really binds y'all together. You know what I mean? Like, you know this person. If y'all are...
It's almost like, all right, we done locked it in, like...
You locked it in. We're better for worse. We're battling it out. You know, we're going through this life. We're battling for one another. We're on the battlefield. We're worn it out.
That's also another reason why, like, men will wait. Like, they want to make sure this is it. Like, because sometimes, what is the divorce rate is 50% right now. It might be even higher. So that's heads or tails, like, that a marriage might work.
And I'm going to tell you, like we talked about last time, I really believe that when people understand... You have to do your self-work, unpack your emotional baggage, your mental baggage. You have to unpack because...
But people never do that. I know people who, like, they're in a relationship, they break up, immediately get into another relationship. Break up, immediately into another relationship. And it's like, damn, when the fuck do you get to know yourself?
Yo, let that cat cool off.
Yeah, or even your dick, nigga, like, just relax. Like, even men, like... And a lot of times people expect a woman to cool off, but the guys don't cool off. It's like...
No, because they don't deal with the hurt. They don't deal with the baggage.
Nah, we just get under something else.
Yes, but
and that's the worst thing to do.
It is the worst thing to do. And you have people constantly telling you, like, what I learned this year is to sit in your hurt. Sit in it.
Yeah.
Vocalize it. Like, that really hurt me, you know.
Vocalize it to who?
To yourself.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Or to a confidence, someone who has, you know, the maturity and mental stability, emotional stability to give you guidance. But for for the most part, to yourself, like, acknowledge what you feel.
Yeah.
Then you have to go to self-accountability.
Say that again.
Self-accountability.
Right.
So I think that I'm getting ready to tell you a story, so I got to give a disclaimer. All
right.
So I think that you can be open without telling all your business, but I think that being vulnerable and open to a certain degree allows, you know, testimony to help other people. So, okay, so this year I was really hurt. Well, I actually was hurt in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you don't deal with your hurt, it lingers.
It lingers on, yeah.
And it ends up
popping up at the wrong time. Popping at the wrong time. It's going to pop up regardless.
A great metaphor for it is, it's just like when you go to the grocery store and you're hungry.
You stop buy every fucking thing.
Picking up stuff when you're waiting in the checkout line. You got a bag of chips. Now you got a bag of M&M's. You just
Reese's,
eat.
All right, yeah.
Eating stuff that you didn't even go to the grocery store for.
Right.
So never try not to go out dealing with people when you're hurting, when you're hungry. Because your vibration, your energy, as far as the energy you vibrate, is going to be low because now you're needing validation. You're needing that wound to be wrapped up, bandaged or whatever.
Right.
So the hurt really started in 2015. So basically this year I was really disappointed. I was really hurt by the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were like, you know, you just gotta move on. You just gotta move on, girl. Move on. Fuck him.
Right.
Move on. Keep it moving. It's plenty of niggas out here.
The dumbest shit you could say to somebody that's going through some hurt.
But I just said to myself, okay, that's not gonna work. You need to really acknowledge that hurt you. Mm-hmm. You need to acknowledge, like, I really cared about that person. I really loved him. I cared about him. I wanted it to work. But now we have to go back and we have to do some self-accountability because a lot of times it's easier to point the finger. You know, Tyrone did this.
Yeah.
Tyrone. Keisha, how many times did Tyrone lie to you?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take some responsibility that you knew you were dealing with a liar and you just fucking kept dealing with him.
Yeah.
Like, did you... It was no consequences for his actions because he knew you wasn't going nowhere. He'd come tell you, damn, kids, you know I mean it.
Right. You know what's so funny, though? On the outside, you can always see everything. But when you're in those shoes, it's hard. It's like you're stuck in a matrix. Like,
right. It's like foggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't think straight. Yeah. And the thing is, men, we don't ever, like, anytime any of my homeboys ever break up, it's like, well, let's go drink. Let's go. Like, we never sit there and speak about the pain, the hurt, and none of that shit. Like,
I don't understand why she did it, though. I gave her the
fuck that bitch. It's mad hoes out here.
Right. So I decided this year, plus, like, I was praying one day. I was praying, and then I was thinking one day, and I believe God talks to us. I believe.
Of course, yeah.
God talks to us. And the Lord spoke to me, and he was like, in my spirit, which I believe the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm not in confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between people having misunderstandings and then when there's just complete confusion. You don't know where you stand. There's no direction. There's no clarity. No one's being honest. That's confusion because you don't know what's going on. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm not in confusion. And then the Lord spoke to me and said, you were doing the most because you put somebody before me.
Yeah.
How did I do that, Lord? Well, for one, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. That's what the Bible says if you believe in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A woman should always hold herself at a high standard and high value. So therefore, if I go to the Mercedes-Benz dealership or a Tiffany store, mm-hmm. those are high value stores as far as retail goes.
Correct.
You're not just going to go in there and just be touching on everything.
No, you're going to know how to act when you get in there.
Right, exactly. So you have to know how to treat yourself, and you have to know how to present yourself as, like, I'm a prize. Like, I bring some to this table. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's in the auction.
It's a blessing to be attached to me. You know what I mean? So therefore, if it's a blessing to be attached to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be out here treating myself to win your approval any kind of way. So here I say is, you sending pussy pictures. You see the pictures of your cat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what did you doing? You know what I mean? Like that. You put his desire, his gratification before God. Because mm-hmm. if God is my father, why are you sending him that? That's not your husband.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you believe in, you know, like,
yeah.
my husband, this is what my husband, that ain't
ladies,
your husband.
If y'all don't believe that, keep sending them pictures to all them niggas.
Right. Like, if that's not your husband, then that's your husband who deserves to get in pussy pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody who is not committed to you, not somebody who has not invested in you, not someone who has not become, not shown his vulnerability to be able to communicate his feelings for you, to you. So why are you sending him that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had to hold myself accountable as far as not putting myself in a position where I valued myself and what I offer, who I am, mind, body, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, spirit. So I had to hold myself accountable. It's like, yo, he is not showing you that you can rely on him. He is not showing you that you can honor his word. He is not showing you that he values your presence in his life, and you sending him pussy pictures, you done gave him some pussy, you doing the most for somebody who ain't did shit for you.
Yeah.
So why you do that? You want him to like him. You want him to
keep him, because a lot of times you might want the guy, like, most the average nigga ain't gonna wait a couple months or like, we live in a time now where everything is instant gratification.
So. But a man who wants, you have to understand, a man, an alpha male, mm-hmm. not a beta male. Mm-hmm. A beta male looks for excuses. A beta male is a victim. A beta male whines and pouts and cries until he gets what he wants. Whereas an alpha male, mm-hmm. he doesn't do that. So an alpha male is going to rise to the occasion because he's a natural hunter. He's in touch with his hunting. You know, he wants that. So an alpha male is going, if he wants you, he's going to rise to the occasion to come get what he
wants. But what if he wants you but he doesn't want to wait 4 months?
It's not about 4 months. If you keep putting the emphasis on 4 months, then that's all you're going to see is 4 months. But an alpha male who has an agenda for you in his life, mm-hmm. if he sees you and it's like he has a vision, he can see you in his life, then he's going to set a clear direction and path for you to be in his life.
Okay,
you're not going to be overly pursuing him, is what I'm saying. You're not going to be trying to convince him that you're worth it. You know what I mean? Because if there a man,
I don't agree with that, because I feel like if what if he's just out there, like how do you prove it to him then? Like how do you prove that you want him?
A woman doesn't have to prove herself to a certain degree to a man, I believe, in my opinion,
right?
Because first and foremost, a man is going to be physically attracted to you. That's it, first and foremost, because, damn, he got eyes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But that's just the first thing we see. Like,
right, yeah. So we already know. I know mm-hmm. when a man, if a man's attracted to me, I know he want to fuck me. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay,
that's fine. Cool. Yeah. Right. Okay, boom. We got it out of the way.
So if he's, let's just say he doesn't want to fuck you and y'all kicking it, he's like, send me some pictures.
I'm not sending you no pictures.
No, my question is, does that automatically make him a beta man?
No, you're not understanding the content. Okay.
Right.
What I'm saying is an alpha male who has an agenda for you in his life, he's going to put in the work. If he feels you are worth it, he's going to put in the work to get you.
All right, I see what you're saying.
If he doesn't feel you are worth it, as far as whatever worth it is for him, he's not going to put in the work for you to do it. For you to be with him.
And that's just strictly if he really wants you.
If he wants you, and that's where I feel like a lot of females get the role switch mm-hmm. is because if the man is not truly interested in you, mm-hmm. he's not really putting forth the effort to pursue you. Now you because we don't like rejection, or it makes us feel not valuable. It makes us feel like, why he don't want me? Like, what happened? Then you start pursuing him. Now you more reaching out to him. Now you're more trying to, like, you want to go out. I heard about this concert. You want to go. You become the pursuer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now you sending pussy pictures. You know, you giving away pussy free. And you didn't even have to do all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he wants you, he's going to put the effort in to get you. That's just my opinion. If he don't want you, or if he ain't interested really like that, he ain't really got no agenda, he ain't really trying to be your man.
All right.
He's not going to pursue you.
What are you, got any other questions for me? Because the people, I had a few people tell me I don't open up much, that I'm closed off on this. It was the relationship episode, though. Everything else, I think.
I thought we had a good conversation.
I thought so, too, but you know, people might.
Well, I don't know. It's really, as a black man, I would say this, mm-hmm. As a black male, mm-hmm. when you think about black women, well, you have sisters, though.
I do,
And you come from a two-parent home.
Right.
And I really think that plays a big part into it, you know, as far as how you view women, especially black women. But I often wonder, how do black men really view black women? Like, I think, like I said, when you learn certain terminology,
uh-huh.
like me now, I wonder, like, it has crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do men see me as feminine energy, or do they see me more as masculine energy? I try to be as feminine as possible.
It depends who the man is. That's where I think, like, if you're a strong man or beta or alpha, right? Like, if you're a beta, you look at you like, oh, she's too powerful. Like, she don't, what's the word that they be using? Like, you just, like, they want you to be submissive, but it's only because of their insecurities, because they don't match up to what you got going on or what you need. So they'll talk down like, oh, she's too strong-headed. She just... But to me, I like that. Like, women who are go-getters. Like, my whole family, they're go-getters. The females in my family, go-getters. My fiance is a go-getter. Like, that's what I'm attracted to. I'm attracted to aggression, like, who really go after what they want.
But I don't see that really as...
What?
Just in my opinion. I don't see that as...
A bad thing?
No, I'm not. I don't... When people... I had, like... It used to just really get on my nerves. So, it was so annoying. Bro, you so independent.
That
you,
is...
No. Mm-hmm. I am. If you get to know me, I ask for money. Oh yes, I ask for money.
But you're
I do.
Independent, though.
No, it's not even about being independent. I have to pay my fucking rent. I have to have gas in my car. If I'm not going to work, mm-hmm. who paying it? It's not even about being independent. It's like we grown. We have responsibilities. All of us do. We have student loans. We have credit cards. We have gas. We have food that needs. We have light bill need to be paid. Like. That's just everyday living. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, all right, so when I say you're independent, that means you don't have to have a man. Like, there's a lot of the weak guys, they tend to want a girl who needs them. Do you get what I'm saying? That way, like, you're not going to go nowhere. Like, you need me to survive. So it's easier to keep them around. But, like, for instance, like, a girl like you, my fiance, my sisters, if you ain't bringing shit to the table, if you're not meeting my expectations... They're going to slide on you. Like, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah, I'm gone.
So that's the part that I'm saying is independent.
I'm going to tell you, I was in a situation before, like, I was in need. Mm-hmm. Whether at the time, I thought I needed a man. Like, I need a man. Like, I need you. Like, please come to me.
Yeah.
I really just needed friends. Well, my friends were there for me when my mom passed away.
Right.
And support. Yeah, support. I really needed support. I really needed support. Where I was always able to, like, I was always thinking of a plan, flipping it, flapping it,
mm-hmm.
getting money, whether it was, you know, at the club or my clothing line.
Yeah.
And I had a regular, I guess, I was working at the school, so 9 to 5, I guess,
right.
Layman's terms. But when my mom was sick, I went to where my mom was. I lived there for a year where I grew up, and I did not work for a whole year. Literally. Mm-hmm. Now, I had a little bit of money when I first went, but after that, like, I didn't have any money. And then I was involved with this guy, whatever. He was helping me out. And I don't know, it was weird. But after my mom passed away, and I stayed with my dad for like 2 more months, 2.5 months after my mom passed away to help him get acclimated with, like, her estate and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So I really could not come up with a plan. I couldn't think. Like, I really couldn't get it together as far as, like, okay, when I go back, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this job. I'm going to do something. I'm going to say something. I could not think of, like, how am I going to get some money?
Yeah.
How am I going to get back on my feet? I really could. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I went and lived with this guy.
Yeah. Oh, so you ended up shacking?
No, I married him.
Oh, okay. Wow. Ah. Yeah, you jumped up. All right, on a lighter note, let's just switch real quick, all right?
Bring it up.
I got this thing where I'm going to start doing it with all the guests, just maybe 2 or 3 would-you-rather questions.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather walk in on your parents doing it, or would you rather have them walk in on you?
Well, of course, walking on them, walking on me. Did you see that little boy? Did you see that little boy on
Yeah, it's had me dying.
So making noises. Yeah. That was so funny.
You'd rather walk in on them?
Yes.
Fuck no.
Man, that's different for a guy. Your dad might give you a high five or something.
Oh, I guess it is.
But I ain't worried about my mom walking in my lip. My booty tooed up in the air.
Getting waxed from the behind.
Right.
Have you ever heard your parents going at it?
No, my sister said they heard him one time, though, but I'll be going to bed, y'all. I don't got time for that.
No, I would be devastated if I walked in on my parents. Like, I would rather them walk in on me.
What do you think you got here?
That's cool. I don't ever want to see that again. there's some people get... I don't know. Like, my pops wasn't on some, like, getting dressed and naked in front of us. Like, he wasn't with that.
No,
my mom wasn't too much like that.
My mom didn't do it.
Not
either.
That I remember. There's a lot of parents who do, though.
That may be white people.
Nah, I know. I got homegirls who get dressed in front of their sons and everything. And when it just is what it is. I'm like, nigga.
Right. Now you can do it for your daughter because you're teaching her about her anatomy. But I would not dare be walking around with titties out in front of my son.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of women who do.
I think women do it when their son is like 2 or 3. But like when
what's the cutoff stage? All right, so
4.
Once they start talking.
Three years old. But after when I had a son, mm-hmm. okay, I might be get dressed. Yeah. Right, he's three. But like when he's four, he's starting to learn anatomy and can talk. No.
Right.
Mommy has on a robe.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely would rather my parents walk in on me than me walking. I think most men would say that. Like,
no, I'm not trying to.
And I've never heard my parents going at it or nothing, so thank God. Like, I'm perfectly cool with thinking, I got four siblings, I'm perfectly cool with thinking they only did it four times.
They fell, as soon as came out of heaven, it just fell
in. That's
it,
that's perfect, yeah. Virgin Mary. Mm-mm. So you said you'd rather walk in on them?
Yes, I do not want my parents walking in on me. That's no.
All right, so what about if you had to choose a superpower? Any superpower, what would it be?
I had to. Okay, I'm gonna say
you. See, this is women. You see how women do automatically?
Because I want to be invisible, but I want to read your mind. But see, reading your mind can hurt your feelings, though.
Yeah, I would never want to read people's minds.
Because that, you even found some stuff out that you didn't really want to know.
You talk about emotional trauma? Nah, I never want to read people's minds. Invisible would be that's my answer always.
Yeah, invisible.
To be invisible, because you could do whatever you want. You could, if you want to fly, you get on a plane invisible. You could rob a bank. You could do anything you want if you could be invisible.
I'm trying to spy, really.
But see, I don't like to be too nosy. I kind of like to mind my business. Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not nosy. I don't give a fuck what nobody else is doing.
I know. Okay. No, I am nosy. But I do mind my business at the same time. Like, I'm not overly invested in other people's life as far as, like, how their life affect me. Mm-hmm. But I am nosy, though.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what's going on in other people's lives. Like,
I'm nosy.
Just the basics, like, how they doing, everything going on, like, if I can help or anything. But other than that, like, the he said, she said, or... Yeah, I don't give a fuck about what's going on with people.
Well, life. Really, for me, it would just be about a man, really. Like, if I was dating somebody, mm-hmm. or, like, the lottery, or something like that, that could benefit me. But
what,
just
to read minds?
No, be invisible.
How's the lottery going to help?
Oh, yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
No, I can go there and change the balls.
Or you can go rob a bank. Or you can do anything, yeah.
I want to see what your house. You told me you was single.
Oh my goodness. See, y'all be women always use shit for the worst. That would be the last thing on my mind.
What you doing at home? What you doing in there?
Right. Be invisible quick. Nah, I definitely don't want to know none of that shit. What else? You got any questions for me?
I do. Dang, it slipped my mind.
I told you to write them down before you.
No, it came to me when we was talking. It wasn't before. Mm-hmm. Dang on it. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Would you prefer mm-hmm. a sexy woman or a modest woman?
Like, what do you mean? All right, explain. Modest? What do you mean modest? Like, someone who's just toned down all the way?
Yeah. Toned down. You know, she ain't really, you know. She's like, she modest. You know, she ain't really with the, you know, like, I got this little V-neck on right here. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You know, high heels, you know, lashes.
Nah, I like my woman to be a woman. Yeah.
Well, I don't think, because I've seen
girls.
You
talking about just appearance?
Yeah, appearance. But I've seen girls that be models at the club. I was like, damn, she got them clothes on.
I want you to be sexy.
Yeah. Let me tell you. I dated this guy. Well, I don't really know what we did. Because mm-hmm. me calling dating, and what somebody's calling dating is like.
People date. Like, I was just on, shout out to Clint. I was just on if y'all get a chance, check out the Advice from the Fuck Boy podcast. Mm-hmm. He was just out here. He put me on, he had a live show, and I did the live show with him at the Comedy Zone. And one of the people in the crowd had said something about how white people date. But black people, we don't consider dating. Like, you know, they date. They can have like two or three. A white woman can have two or three dudes that she's dealing with,
black people date
and she's actually having sex with all three of them. And that is like bogus to us. Like, what the fuck? Like, you sleeping with three different dudes? But at this, like, it happens, but it's kind of like under wraps.
Well, when I say date, we going trips.
Yeah,
we going dinners.
So there's no sex involved?
Yeah, I mean, yes, eventually, yeah. But what I'm saying is, like,
it's an
I don't.
Thing with black culture.
Like, yeah.
If I date you, it's only.
We can't hear you.
Look, basically, Clint was saying I was at the show, I was in the crowd. Mm-hmm. FYI, man, Mez was killing it. But basically, Clint was saying that Black people date for exclusiveness.
Yeah.
White people date just to date. Mm-hmm. And then the lines are blurred from there because, you know, we have different opinions on exclusivity.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so what? Okay, go ahead. Like, yeah, like, if to me, dating me, mm-hmm. dating me is like we going out, we doing trips, you know, we dating. Not you come to my house, we have sex, we might go out to eat, and then we go home and have sex. Like, nah,
Let's say he's doing that with you and two other girls, and he's just dating y'all. Is that cool with you?
Like I said, dating to me is different. But anyway, long story short, what I'm saying is, I'll say for just technical terms, I dated a guy. Mm-hmm. And I was so baffled when I saw like four females that he dealt with. Mm-hmm. Because...
What do you mean you saw them?
I saw them. Being nosy.
Okay.
In his phone? No. Social media.
Okay.
Yeah, social media.
So he was dating other girls?
Yeah. They were so basic. They were so basic. I was like, damn. You know what I mean? Like.
So do you like it, look at that? Like, does he think I'm basic? Or how
no, I know I'm not basic. So then, when I say basic, this is what I'm saying. Their appearance was very basic. Very, like, I'm into heels, I'm into my clothing, I'm into my mm-hmm. hair, my makeup, my lashes. We were total polar opposites. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I was blown away. I was legit blown away. Like, at the basicness of the females that he dealt with. Because mm-hmm. on one note, he made me feel like I was basic. Like, I wasn't up to par to a certain degree. But then when I saw the females that he was doing, I was like, damn, what, how you gonna be treating me? Like, I'm the basic one. Like, I'm feeling like you dealing with damn Victoria's Secret models, how you
yeah.
acting.
Yeah.
And then I see these four other females, and when I say basic, I mean basic. Yeah. I mean
that ain't no knock on it.
I ain't knocking those beautiful black women. They're beautiful black women their own way. But when I say basic, I mean like it was just like.
So why can't he like both? Like, why does
I don't know. I just, with me personally, I like to see the type of females that a man like to deal with, because I like a guy who has a certain taste. I like a guy who has a certain something that he likes. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I don't really care to deal with men who seem like they just be just randomly picking people.
What if it's something that you can't see that the person likes? Like, what if it's the energy, the vibe that he gets?
Yeah,
from somebody?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
so
but
somebody could look one certain way. Like, it could be a whole girl that's all dolled up. Straight Louis Chanel.
And now, it's not about name brands.
No, I'm just saying. But you're yeah. saying, like, she looked basic, right? And then it could be a girl who's wearing Vans, H&M white tee, and just anything. And she can be the same vibe.
There's a difference between a female who is, like, she has a tomboy chic. Like, she's still sexy, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still giving off a sexy vibe is what I'm saying.
But it's still an image. My thing is, maybe it's not an image that he's looking for. Maybe it's just the vibe, like, because... Yeah, me, I like girls who are like, who can take jokes, funny, laugh, who's not sensitive.
I guess because in my head, men are physical.
But that's just that's what gets your attention.
But then
sometimes you might be with a girl who, like, say at work, you might have a job, right, that you're in an office setting, right? And somebody might be sitting next to you and you're not even attracted to them. But then you sitting with them, you laughing, joking, y'all start vibing, everything starts going smooth. And you're like, oh, this motherfucker cool as shit. Y'all might hang out, and then y'all end up fucking with each other, and it's not based off of looks.
Well, I guess because, like, in my head, I just see men as such that you guys are physical, you are visual beings. So I look good for myself, one, you know what I mean? But I also am very conscious, because that's the way I think that men are physical.
That's not, I'm here to tell you as a man, that's not, because sometimes you meet a chick, you're like, damn, she bad as shit, just off of appearance. You look at her, and you're like, she's bad as shit. You start to get to know her, you're like, this bitch is dumb as shit. She don't got nothing going for herself. Like, just cause, and then she might have a homegirl as a widow. That's why I was asking you a question. Like, she's not as attractive as the girl that you hollered at, but she's be like, damn, I wish I would have fucked with her instead.
Well, like I said, you know, like, but like I said, because.
Like, you guys are not as shallow up front. Like, you don't just basically. I mean, of course, everybody's visual. You want to meet something that's attractive to you. But y'all can deal with something. I mean, that's not the first. Do y'all see image first? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's human nature. But I think women are more apt to see what you got going on before they just cut you off. You know what I mean?
And that's the opposite.
That's why you see females with guys. You be like, damn, I would think she'd talk to him. You know what I mean? But like, he got money. Okay. We cannot excuse that. Okay. Okay. That is what it is.
Yeah.
But like, he got money. He funny. He support her business. He support her dreams. You know what I mean? So she's willing to more so overlook the fact that like, he may not be, you know, as physically appealing as, you know, whatever. But because in my head, this is my head, you know, but I know that's not every male. But I just have always just thought of men being more physical. So they want to be attracted to the woman that they're dealing with. You know what I mean? Physically.
Yeah.
I mean, so. Yeah, so I was. Yeah. When I say basic, I'm not saying like, when I, like I said, I'm into. I was just taken aback because they just plain Jane. I'll say that. Very plain yeah. Jane. You know, like one girl had on. Yeah, I'm not a plain Jane.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was just taken aback by it. I was like, dog, you know.
Yeah, he probably liked her vibe, though. Like, it might be three different girls who look totally different, and you like, they all have that same vibe. Maybe he's attracted to your vibe and not your look.
But I feel like I got all that. I feel like I got the vibe. I got the look more.
But see, he might have, the thing he might have liked the most might have been your vibe.
No, I'm not saying no to that. I'm saying, like, me personally, I know people in the cyber world probably like, damn, what this bitch look like? She can't like she is the bomb shit. I don't think I'm cute.
Some people ask me like, yo, who is this girl?
Right, like who is she? Yeah. I can't tell them on Instagram.
I've sent a couple dudes hit me like, yo, who is this girl? So I sent them.
What they say?
Of course, the typical shit when they see niggas, you know how men act.
Is she alright? I'm saying it, there you go. What was I saying? Oh.
Plain Jane.
Yeah, I'm not a plain Jane. I really try to take care of my body by eating healthy, exercising.
Do you go through dudes' phones?
No. Because I feel like if you start looking for stuff, you're going to end up finding something.
And it could be something so stupid.
I did it one time, though.
Everybody's done it. I'm talking about like on a consistent level. Like, do you be like, oh, he done went to the bathroom. It's my moment.
No. Okay. I'm very laid back. I'm very laid back. And I feel like sometimes my laid backness make people feel like they can take me for granted. And I'm not a very I'm a conversation type person. I'm not an argumentative person. Yeah. Like, just like me arguing and stuff. So I don't go through phones and all that kind of stuff. I did it one time because I felt like this is what we talked about last time about like how people are raised. And I feel like I just haven't met a guy as far as who's interested in me. We interest in each other who come from a healthy home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like I had to ramp up my, going for that type attitude. Right. Well, that really is not me anyway. So this guy was trying to talk to me or whatever. I did hang out with him for a little while. And I went through his phone. And he had mad text messages, you know, I miss you. I'm coming by there later. All kind of stuff. And I was like, I didn't really get hot mad about it because I knew he was not my husband. I told you in the last
podcast
I have terminology, summer bunnies, winter bunnies. You know, people just kick away. You know, it's not going to be nothing. So I saw him as a summer bunny. I wasn't mad at him, you know. But I didn't like the fact that he tried to always project his issues onto me.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you try talking to other guys. I know you like guys with money and all this and that. Which, on one note, I like the fact that people think I'm about money because it keeps dusties away. It keeps broke-ass dudes away. But on another note, I don't like it because it's not that I'm all about money because I'm not. But I am a woman who wants to be with a man who is a protector and a provider. You know what I mean?
So then you are.
I mean, I am.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that when we talked about if I would date a person who paid $40,000, say if I did make $200,000 a year, we talked about that. And if he made $40,000 a year, would I not talk to him? And I told you, no, I would talk to him because wealth, in today's society, wealth is more so tied up to your credit score versus actual cash flow.
Right.
So you can meet a guy who has $40,000 and he has an 800 credit score.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get y'all further than a guy who has $200,000 and a 600 credit score.
That's a fact.
So it's not about, it's about wealth and how are you going to How are you going to provide for me and our family if we were to get together? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I went through the guy's phone or whatever, basically. He had just like mad text messages in there and all this. And then I told him, I said, I saw your phone. You got a lot of females or whatever. He got mad, threw his phone across the room. I was like, what are you throwing the phone for? Yeah. You ain't even throwing the phone. I mean,
he was trying to get rid of the evidence.
Right. So he got mad or whatever. Phone. So I did it just that one time. But I do think if you go looking for stuff, if you got a hunch that a person you're dealing with is dealing with other people, then majority of time, you're right. You already know what it is. You just really want to validate your feelings. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you're going to find that evidence.
Yeah.
So I don't do it.
Well, thank you for coming through.
I love it. I love it. And I hope that you guys continue to show feedback. I love it.
You're going to ruffle some more feathers this episode.
You think so? I think we really got deep with some emotional issues this time.
Yeah, but you know, somebody's always going to be offended.
Oh, right? Yeah, somebody's going to say something. But I think that if we go back to the part about dealing with your hurt, if you deal with your hurt, you'll be able to have an emotional, mental breakthrough for yourself that will allow you to hold yourself accountable for your bad decisions, your missing red flags, your not standing up for yourself and addressing issues that offend or hurt you, which will allow you to have healthier, long-lasting, stable relationships with the people who are supposed to be in your life.
Yeah, and fellas, man, y'all can talk to one another too. Like, niggas never speak about their emotions. Like, we'll talk about anything, the basketball game. Like, only time we speak about emotions is if we're, like, putting hurt on somebody. Like, oh, I beat that nigga ass. I did this. I shot that nigga.
But I shot him for jail.
Yeah. But nigga would never be like, yo, he hurt my feelings. Or you see how y'all laughing? Look, you laughing at a nigga talking about, yo, she hurt my feelings. I feel hurt. Like, I need to talk to somebody. Like,
I wouldn't laugh at nobody. Like,
I'm talking about two guys doing it. Like, that doesn't happen. Like,
no, I feel like if you are a man of a certain age, now I ain't saying you go in there and lay on your homeboy's shoulder. Now, nigga, I'm like, man, get the fuck off me. Right? Yeah. I feel like if you go see your homeboy and be like, man, you know, that really fucked me up. It's the way you say it. You know, a female will say, dang, that really hurt me. Well, a dude say, that fucked me up, dog. Yeah. I ain't know how to think after that.
There's you
know
certain language you got to use.
Yeah, certain language you got to use.
You can't go to your homeboy and be like, I feel vulnerable. Look, y'all niggas laughing. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't say certain shit like that. Niggas going to be like, you feel what, nigga? Yeah, you got to go. Yeah.
Right. You just got to learn terminology. Like, yo, that fucked me up.
Exactly. All right, well, I appreciate you coming. It's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill, and we out of here.
Peace.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.